My gosh, there they are. David, I haven't interviewed you in a few years, it seems. I may have had hair the last time.
Yeah, well, I may have had hair too.
There you go. Christiana,
Yeah.
first of all, congratulations. What a performance. I after seeing the film, I can't think of another actress that would have played this part and gotten this reaction out of
Thank
that.
you.
In receiving
Thank you.
the script, what about Cabrini did you absolutely fall in love with?
Have you the, being fearless is not has never been, well, it has been part of my personality, but the way she was fearless was something that attracted me very much. I guess the few things we had in common as well. Someone has described her, I think it was you and Alejandro, as someone who packed a little suitcase and went on this huge, big adventure, bigger than her. It reminded me of myself when I wanted to, in my own little world, I wanted to become an actress, and I packed my little bag with my dream inside and went to London, and I know these are like tiny minor things that have nothing to do with her story, but it's a bridge to access her personality. And the fact that she never took a no for an answer, and she built her career on those rejections. And I did very, very much the same. It was, and it wasn't just the all the rejections, also those that she the no that knows that she said to other people, because she never compromised. She always stood by her values and her beliefs. I think that's one of the things that attracted me the most.
And David, taking on the mantle of Archbishop Corrigan, I found that character to be very Shakespearean in the way he was written and presented. I mean, he is a man who sees the future, but yet, has his feet in the past.
That's so interesting. I never even thought of it that way, but you're right. He could easily be a tragic character if he didn't grow over the course of this story. But fortunately, he does. He starts in one place, thinking he is right, and he represents what's right, and he is confronted with, Mother Cabrini, and it shakes him. It shakes what he believes, and by the end, he's changed.
One of the things I really appreciated, Christiana, was that wisp of humor that runs through this film, too. This character is three-dimensional and so well written.
She is really well written. Yes, you are right. I was provided with a script that had already so much in it that it really made my work easy. I didn't have to dig very deep, even though I did anyway. But absolutely, and I tend to be I have my comic side, my humor comes, it's a very important element in my life. So I was happy to see that that was something that could be used to tell her story, because some situations in the story, even though they're so tragic, they also bring some comedy to life. And that's very much part of my upbringing. I would mention people that probably wouldn't be famous in any way here, but theater actors and playwrights that I know from when I was a child that have that element. So that there's a way of laughing about tragedy that it is part of the narrative, yes.
My final question, because our interview is so short, and God bless you both for
Yeah.
your time. I'll start with Christiana. What do you think audiences are going to take away from watching Cabrini?
A fantastic story. A fantastic story of a woman that achieved a great deal in her life and setting an example for everyone to follow. A small act of good can change the world. It is true. at the end of the day, it is the ultimate responsibility we have towards each other. So definitely, I'm hoping that people will see that.
David, you have the last word.
Well, I think people are just going to see a fantastic movie. It's a really great story. Alejandro and Gorko is a cinematographer. Did absolutely beautiful work in putting it together. And at the heart of it is this woman here who is spectacular, and she is a light in this story. They're gonna love it.
They are. I mean, it's a great, great film. Thank you both so much for your time. Congratulations, and wow, thank you.
Thank you very much.